Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Memes of the Week. If you want to catch the latest Memes of the Week videos, then subscribe to me over at MGTOW.TV. You'll get them there ahead of time. It's the first link in the description. There are also other great content creators posting there like Turd Flinging Monkey and Terrence Pop. They post content that you can't find on YouTube. Now on with the memes. Number one, we have an oldie but a goodie. Hillary Clinton getting caught in a lie by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. A few short hours later, Alex tragically self-deleted himself hanging from a tree after he used a boomstick on himself. As for Hillary, she claims to have wrote to NASA as a little girl, asking to be in NASA, even though the organization wasn't founded until she was 15 years of age. She claims they weren't taking girls. Yes, of course, they were misogynists before they ever existed. Up next, we have a list of things that men care about in women, and that we don't care about. What the person making this forgot to mention is that we also care about body counts, as well as if she already has kids. Also, what does well-traveled actually mean? I wonder. Also, we care about some intelligence. Of course, we don't want her pooping herself in a parade or something. The list of things that a woman cares about in a man, I'd share that, but this is just a 10-minute video. Number three, we have an 18-year-old woman that's saying goodbye and probably going off to college to spread her legs. Her father corrects her by saying, "It's wings. Spread your wings." Of course, she just had a Freudian slip before some guy named Freud slips it into her. One guy says at least she's moving out. Women move out a lot earlier than guys because they want to ride that carousel. At least the parents won't have to see her spread her legs. I mean wings. Moving on, we have a woman that says guys need to be more open about their feelings than toxic masculinity. Then when the guy opens up about his anxiety, depression, and fear of balding, she ends up leaving him. Of course, women want men to talk about our feelings only when they can be used against us, not when we're using them as emotional tampons. That's what they're supposed to use us for, don't you know? Number five, we have Finster drag-maxing and being hit on by a married man. That's the simp demographic that he's targeting, closeted cucks. I think that in the future, men will need to demand crotch shots before meeting women in person. LOL. Moving on, apparently this is what boys are looking like these days. Looks like it's over when you have single mothers raising boys into strong, independent women. Maybe men are dressing in drag these days because they're trying to attract the father that they never had. But I say it's soy, pesticides, and low testosterone levels because weak males can be controlled by their controllers. Up next, we have an image summing up the entire basis of feminism. All the talk about patriarchy, objectification, and misogyny has to do with keeping the unattractive men away from women. But when the attractive chads show up, then all that talk disappears, and they submit to him instead of giving shit to every other man. Number eight, we have a soccer star, Achraf Hakimi, turning the tables on his wife by putting all his assets in his mother's name. Only when she divorced him did she learn that he has no money. Here's a lineup of men looking to do the same by signing over all their assets to their parents. This guy sounds like a boss, but be careful, as there's a hockey player out there that did this, and only later found out that his parents spent all the money, and that he was actually poor. Achraf's wife was 11 years older than him, and now because he's got nothing, he's going to take half of what she has. Moving on, we have a woman that had 35 abortions by the age of 20, and now the doctor says that she's going to be barren for the rest of her days. Because she can't have kids, her husband is leaving her, and she has to get a divorce. Of course, it's okay because she can still get sympathy from simps by posting on the interwebs. Number 10, we have images of what happens when you have feminism and the wall combined. It appears to accelerate the aging process. The wall is undefeated, and I keep hearing that they're doing a remake of The Witches of Eastwick, and they won't cast these women because they are too unattractive for the roles. Up next, I wonder what Jada Pinkett thought when Will Smith was taking these pictures. She probably slapped them when he got home. But I don't think she cared because she was getting piped down by August. Actually, in one of those rare instances, we actually have a reaction photo from Jada that says it all. But I guess I better keep her name out of my effing mouth. Number 12, we have a conversation between a man and a woman. She baits him by saying that she would actually like to chat in person and asks him if he's free. He even tells her that she can come over and that he'll feed her. Her response is her car is broke down and she doesn't have money for an Uber. He's a moron and tells her to suck a swing swing. By inviting her over, he's basically asking her to sleep with him. And her reaction is no without saying no. Number 13, we have the first documented case of men stealing simp bucks from women. an AI-generated woman successfully tricks Reddit users into paying for her nudes. It looks like all the Indian guys out there calling me trying to sell duck cleaning services are gonna have a new scam pretty soon. This woman looks even more real than real. Soon women will march in the streets protesting against such tomfoolery. Women are done. Moving on, we have an anti-gay Hungarian politician resigning after being caught by police while fleeing a 25-man orgy through a window. But don't worry, guys. He was just doing some opposition research. It's like Ted Hager, the anti-gay pastor, was caught with his pantaloons down while taking a swing up number two. Up next, we have a graphic of a woman that looks a lot like Filipina P, for some reason. And she's telling everyone that she wasn't put on this earth to lose weight, make babies, and do the dishes. Someone should really tell her that there's a machine out there called a dishwasher. It looks like what she's really put on this earth for is to get fat, leave dishes in the sink, and die alone. Number 16, we have a couple of women that are wearing dresses made of condoms. Probably one for each one of the men that they slept with. Well, at least if you go with either of them, you won't have to run to the pharmacy first. Moving on is a woman that quit her office job and is gaining loads. Pun most certainly intended. As lonely friends changed her life when she started doing it 4 years ago, during the pandemic. The next article about her will be called, I'm 40, childless, and no man wants to love me except some simp. I bet she'll be back in the office once the AI thoughts start to take over. Number 18, we have a woman unintentionally making a man unconscious. She's technically crushing his nuts, but being with her, he's proving to everyone that he doesn't have any. I was just playing Angry Birds recently and she reminds me of that really big red bird. This dude better have 10 inches to get past all of that, but somehow I doubt that's the case. Number 19 is one of the classic cock-blocking memes out there. She's probably the woman from the previous meme. She's probably just pissed off that no one wants to buy her a drink. The more important lesson is that if you don't want this to happen to you, then don't talk to women with fat friends. Usually that's a sign that there's something wrong with them. If they roll around with women, they can literally roll around. Moving on, we have a woman that appears to be interested in a guy until he opens his mouth and says, I'm not rich but... dot dot dot. If you change the girl, you'll get different results. Like if she was the fat one from a few images back. Wouldn't it be hilarious if he was going to say he wasn't rich, but that he was super rich, and she was gone before she could even hear it? Good riddance to that gold digger. Number 21, we have a woman taking tasteless selfies on the train tracks that used to bring people to Auschwitz. I heard they're closing down the place permanently, and this is probably why. I think that a lot of people are super disappointed that there was no bare skin here. Also, is the guy in the turtleneck disgusted by her, or does he actually think she's hot? Up next, we have another story about bad taste, with the UN saying that it's time to decriminalize all sexual activity between adults and children. Phil over at the Dollhouse asks, does that mean between men and adult-sized children too? If this actually happens, then that'll be the final straw. And if you look at what DeSantis is doing in Florida, then it looks like we just got there. Number 23 is my favorite for the week. A guy caught his wife cheating through a home camera, yet she claims that he's just a friend, even though there's video evidence. No one slept with more women than just a friend, it seems. Looks like here's another case of a woman running faster from accountability than the speed of light. Moving on, we have a woman that oddly resembles Shoe on Head, saying that under communism, she would be starving so much that she wouldn't have milkers this big. Everyone in the comments section couldn't get over the uncanny resemblance between her and Shoe on Head. One of them goes as far as to say that this drawing is 10 times hotter. Number 25, this week's last one, we have a woman protesting outside of Hooters, that women are not decorations. But it looks like someone fixed the sign to say that some women are not for decoration. Unattractive women certainly aren't, and they are bitter about the attractive ones getting all the attention and profiting off their elevated sexual marketplace status. Someone in the comment section mentions that this was taken back in the 90s, and the girl on the left is offering the protester a refreshing beverage after a hard day at work. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Remember, I make these for free, so donate if you can to the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Also, if you want more content like this, check out MGTOW TV for content you can't get anyplace else. You're definitely going to enjoy it. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.